Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord.
It is really weird to be saying Mass in English and at 8 a.m. in the morning, for my parish has only 5 p.m. Mass daily in Spanish. So, it just feels really weird. So just start putting it out there. And today I'm going to focus on the Alleluia verse where we hear, or, you know, where the deacon, you know, said, "My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me." My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. If you are familiar with, you know, with working farms, you know that the sheep will go after the shepherd. And this is important for us today, my brothers and my sisters, because, and I hear this a lot in people in general as a priest, they tell me, "Well, Father, it is really here to hear the voice of God. How do I know that God is speaking to me? How do I know that I hear his voice?" Because we often say, "Well, just listen to God." And then they validly ask, "Well, how do I know this?" And it's really hard to say that we hear the voice of God when we hear every other voice but the voice of God. Meaning, the world, there is a lot of voices in the world, isn't there? For example, I can think of the voice that speaks about the destruction of life, which is the case of abortion, euthanasia, or even suicide. The voice that speaks, against the human dignity of the person, that we are not worthy, or the immigrants are not worthy, or that the widow and the poor should not be treated equally, or where human rights are be taken away. The voice in the world that says the war is okay, as we see in the cases of Iran or the cases in Ukraine. The voice that says the more sex you have, the happier you will be. The more money you have, the happier you will be. The voice that proclaims and speaks of this falsehood of pleasure and happiness. There is a lot of voices that we hear in the world that prevents us from hearing the voice of God. There is a lot of voices in the world that prevents us from hearing the voice of God. So when a lot of people tell me that they do not hear the voice of God, it is not that we don't hear it, but it is more that we don't want to hear it. Why? Because the voice of God is the voice of Jesus. Jesus is the spoken word of God. He is the Logos. So everything that Jesus spoke in his life is the very voice of his Father. It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that tells us, "I created you from the beginning of time, and I love you, and I want to be in communion with you." It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that tells us, "Repent and believe in the gospel." It is the voice of God that tells the sinful woman, "Get up. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more." It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that opens the eyes of the blind and gives sound to the deaf. It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that on the cross, he opened his arms wide open and exclaims with his last breath, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that on the cross he says and breathes his last and says, "Father, it is finished." It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that after the resurrection, after conquering sin and death on the cross, he appears to his disciples and says, "Peace be with you." It is the voice of the Good Shepherd that says, "I am going back to my Father, but I will send the Paraclete." And for us today, my brothers and my sisters here, who we are in 2026 sitting in this church, we too hear the voice of God. We do hear the voice of God. We hear the voice of God when we go to confession. When the priest says, "I absolve you from your sins," it is not Father Jorge, Father Ricky, "I absolve you from your sins." It is God himself forgiving your sins. We hear the voice of God through our readings, through the gospel. But if that's not enough for us, we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when during the consecration the priest speaks, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is my body, this is my blood." Those are the very words of the Good Shepherd, the voice of Jesus, the voice of our Creator who loves us and who wants to be in communion with us. We get to hear his words even today. It is not the words of Father Jorge. It is not the words of Father Ricky. It is the very words of the Good Shepherd that calls us by name and that we want to know and that we want to follow. So my brothers and my sisters, today as we hear the words of God, the words of Jesus in the Eucharist, and as we receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity, let us ask Jesus, as we become one with him, to give us the graces that we need to continue moving forward, to give us the graces that we need to continue listening to his voice, so that one day, when the time comes, we may hear him speak, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enjoy the Master's joy."